Hachette Audio presents The League of Unexceptional Children, Get Smart-ish. Written by Giddy Danishvari. Read by Amanda Phillipson. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF with illustrations. For Edward John Carlson. The League of Unexceptional Children, Case File 041315. Case closed. Following the greatest security breach in American history, 12-year-olds Jonathan Murray and Shelley Brown were recruited to join the League of Unexceptional Children, a covert network that uses the nation's most average, normal, and utterly forgettable children as spies. Why the average kids? Why not the brainiacs, or the computer science nerds, or the jocks? Well, it's simple. People remember them, but not the unexceptionals. They are the forgotten ones, spending their days reintroducing themselves to kids they've known since preschool. Why? Because they blend in. They live right there, in the world's blind spot. Is average a bad word? Lottie Markman, 11, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Chapter 1. October 20th, 10:28 p.m., Easelton Laboratories, London, England. It was a cold night. A foggy night. The kind of night that makes the hairs on the back of people's necks prickle, leaving them ill at ease for reasons they can't quite explain. The city's workers hustled through London's emptying streets, desperate to find their way home as soon as possible. And though no one had any reason to look over their shoulders, they did. For somewhere deep in the collective unconscious of the city lurked the understanding that history was about to be made, and not necessarily the good kind. Standing at the end of a dimly lit alleyway, in front of the doors to Easelton Laboratories, was a thin, scrawny-looking fellow. Clad in a dark green security uniform, the man we would soon come to know as Fred nervously fidgeted with the coins in his pocket.
What was that?
Oh, come on, Fred! Enough with the jitters! You're acting like a schoolgirl about to go on a first date!
A paunchy middle-aged man replied.
Jeffrey! I heard something. I'm sure of it.
Mate.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?